As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Tuesday, September the 1st, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and I've always got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you, especially with our returning guest on Tuesdays and Thursdays, independent researcher Vicki Davis, as we continue our tracking of this pathological technocracy emerging as a new global order. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. We're all scratching our heads trying to figure out what happened to that old elusive pursuit of happiness. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, BVL, like Become Vocal Local, host at centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's 96, Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. A big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Noblesville, Missouri, Micro 1650 up in Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. And our listener call-in number, folks, remains 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. Volatility in the currencies, decline in the stock, crude oil and the dollar, all gold is rising. We'll go into all of that in a moment. The real ID, as it morphs into pass ID within a global IT structure, that'll be the focus of our discussion today with our very special guest, Vicki Davis. Of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go to that market report for Tuesday, September the 1st, 2009. Active trading as out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was trading up 20 cents at $951.10 an ounce. Silver losing 12 cents on morning trading, trading at $14.78, getting very near that $15 mark. Platinum off $5, trading at $1,233 an ounce. Palladium drops a buck at $288. The lows and the highs in the morning gold spot market, $945.70 for a low, $956.10 for a high, fairly nice spread in there. At $951.10, your gold is up $121.20 an ounce 1 year ago today to now, at a 14.60% return on your investment. Not at all bad. The London Gold Fix, the boys in London got back off their vacation, and they set the gold price this morning at $949.75, and we can see that it's trading just above that now. In the Dow Jones Industrial Average, closing down 48 points yesterday to 9,496. The NASDAQ was off 20, trading at 2,009. The S&P lost 8 points, trading at 1,021. We'll see where it goes today. The crude oil up 3 cents, trading at $69.99, and the USDX up 11 basis points at $78.23. Stay with us. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Prime Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back right here on our Tuesday, September the 1st, 2009, 2-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Definitely coming to you Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, my name is William Roberts. Let's finish up our market reports, begun in our first segment. While some of our affiliate stations and micros were away at the top of the hour break, the gold trading in New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time was up 20 cents at $951.10 an ounce. Silver, a loss 12 cents in morning trading, trading at 1478. We find the USDX driving the market today, up 11 basis points at 78.23. There was a lot of volatility in the foreign exchange rates, quite a bit of up and down fluctuations there. The Canadian dollar trading at 91 cents U.S., the Mexican peso off 71 basis points, drops below the 8-cent level, now at the 7-cent level. And so you can buy, fill up your pockets with Mexican pesos at 7 cents a pop. The euro trading at $1.43 U.S., the British pound $1.62, and the Swiss franc at 94 cents U.S. In the bond market, for the first time in some time now, the 2-year bond is yield. The yield on the 2-year bond has dropped below the 1% level. It's now at 0.96. The 10-year is down at 3.41. The 30-year runs at 4.21. So if you're in the bond market, there you go. There's your bond yields. In the mortgage markets, the 15-year mortgage dropping down again. We see this continual downward cycle. It's at 4.72 this morning, from 4.81 a month ago. The 30-year drops down to 5.27 from 5.33. So you can see that it's going to be a little more attractive to get into the mortgages. I think they're enticing you into the real estate market, but be very, very careful. If you have to do a refi or something like that, you might look at the mortgages, but of course you're going to have to pay points on top of that interest rate. We're joined again by Vicki Davis, as we are on Tuesdays and Thursdays, tracking, as I like to say, this pathological technocracy that is emerging as a new global order. Vicki has sent me out a real heavy load of material, if you will, things to think about. We're talking about Pass ID, Real ID, and the internet, IT, the intelligence technology or the information technology behind all of that this morning. Vicki, thanks for joining us again. How are you this morning?
Oh, fine. Well, how are you?
Not bad, not bad. Well, you've given us a whole bunch of stuff to look at. And before we get started, Vicki, just for the benefit of the audience, those that may be joining us for the first time today, let me give the audience out your contact information so that they can go up and join us on the website. Vicki's website is located at www.channelingreality.com. That's channelingreality.com. And on the left-hand side, you'll see a click link there, a hot button, Become Vocal Local. And folks, if you click on that, you'll look at the various information. You can look at the various information that we're going to discuss. And we're going to start out with an article that Vicki has put together called Spotlight on the Shadow Government. This was back in March the 16th of 2008. And in this document, she's basically tracking down how this group called AMVA, it's the American Association of Motor Vehicles Administrators, and the DLA and others have come together into this the creation of what will basically be not only a national identification card, also a North American identification card, but it is also, Vicki, if I understand your writings correctly, it's in harmony with the ID systems that are being created in the European Union and elsewhere. But let's just start wherever you like on that, and we can just proceed from there.
Yeah, well, it is an international system, and the whole goal of everything that they're doing actually is to create international systems, information systems, for controlling things at the international level. And what I did here was to document the history that led up to the Real ID and what the Real ID is. It's collectivization of identity information that originally we thought was just, what I thought, of course, what probably everybody thought, was just a national system of driver's license information, of ID information, but it turned out to be that it was North American, and then, you know, after following that, then, of course, I found out about the international aspect of it. And so what I did here in this piece, Spotlight on Shadow Government, is to document the history of how this came about from the beginning organization, which is the AAMVA, the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators.
Now, when you started in on this project, Vicki, I'm sure that that you, because of your background in computing, you had an idea of perhaps some of the things that you might find, or you just were surprised by the things that you found. But having done this research now and looking back, just before we went on air, we talked a little bit about how corporations are merging with government into the, what you call a fascist federalism. Maybe you'd want to explain how that fits into this discussion.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Because of the way that the system is working, what happens is that a group forms what's called a working group, and the working group is comprised of what they are now calling stakeholders, which, you know, stakeholders is a word that means nothing, but the stakeholders are private corporations, associations, of professionals, anybody that has money that has an interest in whatever is being done, it becomes a stakeholder, and if they've got enough money, they can buy a seat at the table to decide how it all goes.
So you have government and actors, and then you have the various stakeholders from the private sector, and when they come together, they're making a powerful combination between the force or the power of government and the wealth of corporations. And when they're set up, this isn't in response to a government appeal, from what I'm seeing and what I'm reading. It's actually the opposite. In other words, the corporations are bringing an idea to the table, and then government tries to what? Find its place in it?
Government is the power, if you will, the club, to, you know, make sure that the police force that makes it all happen.
So they start out with a business model, and then through utilizing the legislative arm of government, where they can actually enshrine it in law, and then the courts to enforce that, and the police system to enforce that, the corporation basically builds a stronghold using their money and the taxpayer dollars to finance their business venture, and it's all given government sanction or the blessings or covering of government. So it becomes a very interesting model, folks. I hope you'll enjoy this interesting discussion. Listen very carefully, take notes, and feel free to call in if you like. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Thank you.
And we've returned with our very special guest, Vicki Davis. We're going into this discussion of the AAMVA, the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators. And, Vicki, before we go back into the details of that, I'll just reawaken to the memory of the audience this concept of pluralism, which is basically just a plethora of groups that function almost in a governmental capacity, championing issues and causes for people all around the United States and around the world. This is some of the early advocates of that were the was Harold J. Lasky and some of the early socialists. But in addition to that, and the concept and the notion of pluralism, and people, please take a note of that. Write it down. It's another one of these isms, and you can go in and do word studies on that and find out more about pluralism for yourself. We've discussed it at length here. It always plays into every discussion on this broadcast because we're dealing with it on a daily basis. In addition to that, Vicki, at the same time period and earlier was the creation of the Uniform Law Commission. Of course, the American Bankers Association was founded early, late in the 1870s. They created then the American Bar Association, and it was the American Bankers Association working with the American Bar Association that then created the Uniform Law Commission, and it was the Uniform Law Commission that then basically was doing end runs around state constitutions, federal constitutions, creating model codes and acts, model legislation all across the America, so that as where the federal government doesn't have the direct authority to dictate to any of the states what they do, using this concept of uniform laws, each of these various states would enact laws much like the pass ID, the real ID. They would appear in the states. It wouldn't have to be coming from the federal government. They would come together harmoniously, and each of the states would have the ability to tweak them a little bit this way and a little bit that way, to fit their own constitutions. But here we see this American Association, again, of Motor Vehicle Administrators, the AAMVA, is a tax-exempt, nonprofit organization developing model programs in motor vehicle administration, law enforcement, and highway safety. You would think there would be a government agency, but they're really not. The association also serves as an information clearinghouse in these areas and acts as the international spokesman for these interests. So it's cross-boundary. There's also a international law commission, a uniform law commission. And this group was founded in 1933. And folks, if there's any time period at all, 1918, 1933, this is the time for you to pay attention. It was founded in 1933 and represents the state and provincial officials in the United States and Canada who administer and enforce motor vehicle laws. It was at about the same time period in here that we got the Interstate Commerce Commission was founded. That was originally pointed at the railroad companies. And shortly after that, then, of course, we come in with the motor trucking. Well, all of this was new because, remember, people, we haven't had Peterbilt 18-wheelers running on highways are ever since the beginning of time. This is all happening in the last 70, 80 years. But maybe with that as a background, Vicki, you could continue.
Mm-hmm. Well, and everything that you said applies to what the AAMVA did. It was an association. They got together to impose, well, I'm sure it was all voluntary to begin with, but basically to determine uniform standards of implementation of whatever it was that they decided was important to implement. And in 1994, they, and the way that they do this, originally they were doing it through compacts between the states, which a compact is an agreement. I guess you could say it's kind of like a treaty between states. Or, you know, something to that effect. That's how they did it initially. Today what they're doing, they're, you know, it's become so commonplace that they just do memorandums of understanding at this point.
Yeah, the treaty word is really a difficult one for the states. If you go back and look at the federal constitution, the Constitution for the United States of America, the states entering into treaties with one another was forbidden, verboten. But when we start to obfuscate the meanings of terms and use things like compacts or memorandums of understanding or multi-jurisdictional task forces and things like that, this is how they're doing these end runs, folks, and we need to be aware of it.
Yes, and that's exactly what it is. It's an end run around what they should be doing. But in 1994, they came up with the concept of a North American Driver's License Agreement Task Force. And, well, the Driver's License Joint Commission Executive Board, which was put together, I'm not really sure if that was part of the AAMVA or a subset of the AAMVA, but anyway, in September of 1999, they were able to get federal funding for two top-level administrators from each jurisdiction, which I'm not sure which jurisdictions they're talking about, whether it was DLA and AAMVA. But anyway, so that they could study the issues involved with coming up with a North American driver's license system.
Well, this is this DLA that you have here. This it says, in the continuation of the research on the Real ID and the SAVE Act, which you were going through, you came across the history of the DLA. The DLA is the Driver License Joint Compact Executive Board, or the board, which began work on the DLA at the Compact Annual Membership Meeting in October of 96, having originated in the concept with the 1994 establishment of the North American Driver License Agreement, the NADLA Task Force. The DLA emerged to become the board's main focus. And then you go on and you continue to give more details. Again, folks, if you're not on the website, you can certainly go there. It's channelingreality.com. channelingreality.com, and if you click on today's Become Vocal Local link, you'll see the documents that we're referring to in all of this. So as this process then comes into play, we see this group taking on more governmental responsibility, acting as the liaison both nationally and internationally to harmonize this. So I don't know, Vicki, I guess it develops a certain immunity for the government. They can always point over here and shake their finger at this DLA, but at the same time, because they're working together in tandem like this, it's one hand shaking the other between government and corporation.
Yeah, government never passes off responsibility to these working groups. In fact, they act as a buffer. Government takes the heat for everything that they do that they've decided. So the government becomes the punching bag, because they also are the force. So they're the big top on the block, you know, so you can bite at their ankles as much as you want to, but there's nothing that, I mean, you know, there's little that you can do about it as a citizen. But they actually, these working groups that are the ones that are actually writing the legislation, they are always hidden behind. That's why I call them the shadow government, because they're the ones that are behind the government with all these ideas, you know, for how to put controls on your life. And but you never see them.
Yeah, this is in my mind the Joseph principle. It's right out of the Bible, the Joseph who became the grand vizier for the Pharaoh. Anyway, we'll pick it up on the other side with that, folks, and come back with the North American Driver License Agreement, the NADLA, if you will. Be right back in three. Stay with us.
As America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, Exposing the Secret Plans of the World's Elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This has become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Now, we've returned once again. I draw the listener's attention to the Constitution under Article, Article 1, Section 8. The Congress shall have the power to lay and collect taxes, duties, imports, and excises to pay the debts and provide for the common defense and general welfare of the United States, but all duties, imposts, and excises shall be uniform throughout the United States. There's a pointing there towards the uniform, but to regulate commerce with foreign nations and among the several states and with the Indian tribes. If we can look at this properly, Vicki, is the way I read it here in your article, what originally began with commerce has morphed over the years into bringing into commerce all people, everyone, all individuals in the country. They also talk in the same section about having the Congress having the under Section 9 jurisdiction over the migration or the importation of such persons as any of the states now existing shall think proper to admit and shall not be prohibited by the Congress, blah, blah, blah. So this international migration and development agenda falls into this as well. So then another aspect of it is the immunity clause, which has been started out narrowly constrained to going to and from Washington, not so that people couldn't waylay a senator or a congressman for the purpose of delaying or sabotaging legislation. And while they're in Washington, the District of Corruption, the same thing, a police officer would not be able to detain somebody and keep them from discharging their duties in the House. So, but immunity then, as we've seen, has itself morphed, and now we're at the point where we're saying to Merck and some of these other vaccine manufacturers, Baxter, that they would be immune from any lawsuits and so on and so forth. So we can see that there's lots of there's a lot of machination in the background that all of these corporations seem to be really taking advantage of.
Right. Well, and that's how you know that the government is really the tool of private corporations, because if you take any given law and you say, who benefits from this? You know, do the citizens benefit or do the vaccine companies benefit? You know, obviously the vaccine companies benefit on that particular one. So it's easy to see. And what interest does the federal government have in implementing that kind of law? It really doesn't. It should be protecting the citizens. So it shouldn't really give immunity to the vaccine makers like that, just a blanket immunity. So
under this North American Driver License Agreement, this NADLA here again, back to the text, it says that NHTSA also is working with the SOZA group, whom I'm not familiar with, to take a look at the possibility of developing an all-driver pointer file. So now we're expanding out beyond just driving in commerce to an all-driver pointer file. And then FHWA was provided funding to develop the bridge that links the AAMVA net with the interprovincial record exchange, which is now complete in the first phase of testing. And folks, this was back in 1996. So we're merging the databases between the driver databases between Canada and the U.S. There were some problems dealing with Mexico because they weren't quite up to speed yet. But let's proceed a little bit further. You talk about a certification program, third-party vendors, and so on. What is all that about?
Well, there's an organization that is a subsidiary of the AAMVA, and it's called the IRP, which is the International Registration Plan Incorporated. It's a private organization, and back in 1991, when they passed the ICE-T legislation, which is for highways, it's the Intermodal Surface Transportation Efficiency Act, part of that legislation included mandatory participation in the mandatory international registration. Now, I don't know, you know, how many of the audience remember back, or, you know, like in the 1960s and 70s, but when you saw trucks, they would have, you know, 10 different license plates on the back of their truck.
Correct.
Well, they had to be licensed in whatever states they drove their truck in. And so they had the license plates on for each state that they drove in. What this 1991 legislation did was call for an international registration that included not only the states that were participating. It would be a one-stop shop for registration for wherever it is that you drive. But this international registration plan, it's a private group, and do a one-stop registration, and then this organization apportions the registration fees to whatever states that you drive in.
Well, one of the things that I found in this article, reading through it, we may come to it imminently here, is the idea of being taxed for every mile that you drive in each of the various states. And so, in other words, if you have someone involved in interstate commerce, folks, it gets to be a bigger can of worms for those carriers, because each of the states looks at these interstate users if they have an out-of-state license plate. They probably had something to do with getting the each of the state licenses in the old days, back in my youth. But the idea is that the people that reside or dwell in the state pay in on their highway taxes every time they fill up their tanks for the highway development and maintenance and things like that. But when someone is driving an 18-wheeler and comes across the state line into another state, they don't have any tax support for their highway system. And so this idea of coming up with a way of taxing people for per mile usage of roads in each of the various states and apportioning back that makes political sense. It makes a funding sense as well. But at the same time, it has opened the door, this Pandora's box, as you call it, to the idea of tracking and tracing and paying for every mile of usage that we drive on the highways, which opens up GIS, GPS, global governance again.
And the ultimate police state, meaning that you can't, you know, once they're able to track you like that, well, then they can control your movements, you know. For whatever reason it is, you know, they can say, well, you cannot leave this, you know, 10-block square area. And they have the means to enforce that. So the possibilities for virtually imprisoning people exists.
Well, and we'll cover
whatever exists, whatever capabilities there are, you can be absolutely certain that they will use it.
Yeah, and when we get to the discussion of the PASS Act, we can go into this again and into greater detail. But the whole idea of a pass goes all the way back to the colonies, where the colonies would issue a pass for any white person who wanted to go from one colony to another. You had to have a pass by the governor of that colony. And so, you know, that idea is as old as this country is, and they're just dusting it off and putting an IT face on it, but it'll be much more usable, if you want to consider it that way, under this new system. So, you know, there's arguments that can be voiced on either side of this issue, but as we the people get more and more of these kinds of technologies imposed upon us, our freedoms and our liberties, our right to travel and all of that, these are just fleeting out the window in exchange for security, of course, and safety.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Now, was I the IRP, the International Registration Plan, what I note in here is that there is a derivative profit-making opportunity anytime, you know, something like this starts up. And one of the things that they came up with was a third-party certification program the establishment of a certified third-party examiner component to the international registration.
Okay, hold it right there. Hold it right there. We got a break on top of us, folks. We'll be back after this break with our very special guest, Vicki Davis, and your calls are welcome.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
And we've returned once again, and we're looking at the real ID and the pass ID and all of that. But really, you know, when Vicki first sent me an email, sent me an article, it's called War in the Context of Everything Else. It's what we covered the very first days on air together, Vicki. But it really, if we can understand that in the context of all of this other material that we've been bringing out and that you've so diligently documented on your website, www.channelingreality.com, and folks, you can follow along on the daily dose here by clicking on the Become Vocal Local link. But war in the context of everything else starts to make sense. I mean, yeah, we're at war, and we're at war all around the world. We've been at war ever since we began in this country. But in the context of everything else, we've got just a whole lot more going on here in the background than most people are aware of. You say here this IRP, International Registration Plan, is actually a private corporation, and then you cite their bylaws, and then you say what this means is the states must become a member of the IRP to participate in the International Registration Plan, which is required by federal law. So participation in this private corporation's plan is mandated by federal law, and you have the Intermodal Surface Transportation Efficiency Act of 1991, where you pull out cogently the section 4008 participation in international registration plan and international fuel tax agreement, where under section A, subsection A here, the working group, not later than 180 days after the enactment of this act, the secretary shall establish a working group comprised of state and local government officials, including representatives of the National Governors Association, the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators, the National Conference of State Legislatures, the Federation of Tax Administrators, the Board of Directors of the International Fuel Tax Agreement, and a representative of the Regional Fuel Tax Agreement for the purposes of, and then one, proposing procedures for resolving disputes among states, and again, in this United Nations world that we live in, all of the member states of the United Nations are states. It doesn't necessarily mean Montana or Idaho here. In the International Registration Plan and among states participating in the International Fuel Tax Agreement, including the designation of the Department of Transportation or any other person for resolving such disputes. And if the listeners will recall, when the price of fuel, diesel fuel, was going through the roof, truckers were driving from Texas down and other border states down into Mexico to fill up their rigs, getting their saddle tanks all filled up with that cheap Mexican diesel and turn around and come on back up into the U.S. to make the first leg of their haul, largely because of the difference or the disparagement between fuel taxes in Mexico and fuel taxes in the U.S. So, oh my, what a can of worms all this is, Vicki.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's collectivization. And, you know, what the federal government does is decide, or, you know, they put into law who has to participate in the collective. And then, of course, the collective can invite others to belong as well. And so, you know, when a collective that is a private organization is empowered to do certain functions, then there is a derivative power to provide other opportunities for other organizations to form that are a function of the original group. Okay, and what I was trying to explain with the driver's license examination thing is that if you think about the logistics of creating an international system of registration, you have a problem then of registration of the drivers, right?
Exactly.
So, and so then you have the problem of, okay, well, what drivers do you register? They've got to, obviously, you don't want any, but just anybody to be able to jump into a truck and drive an 18-wheeler, you know, on the highway. So they have to be certified drivers. And then, you know, once you have the certified drivers, then you have to say, well, who certifies the certified drivers? And so then you have to have an organization to certify the examiners of the drivers. And that's what the IRP did, is to say, okay, we're going international now, so we need to have a third-party organization to certify the examiners of the drivers.
Well, we have a company here in southwest Missouri, up in the Neosho, Missouri area. I think it's called CST. And out front, they fly the three flags. They fly the flag of the United States of America. They fly the flag of Mexico. And they fly the flag of Canada, and they're all at the same elevation on the three flagpoles. And nearby to them is the Crowder Community College, which is a locally tax-supported community college. They have a truck driving education program in there, but they frequently will post advertisements in the local newspapers, bilingual, attracting students to come in and take advantage of new grants and aid for foreign students to study. So you can imagine, folks, that you've got somebody that comes up into North America and then finds their way to Missouri, and they come here maybe to work on the farms or work in the chicken factories or something like that. They don't like the employment situation at the chicken factory, and so they see these advertisements and are attracted over to our community college, enroll in a program of education to become a driver, and then they drive the trucks for perhaps CST or some of the other truckers, or for the chicken Tyson or Georgia's or any of the others that are around here in this area. They drive the chicken trucks commercially interstate, going down to Tennessee or Arkansas or any place else. So this idea then of registering is important from the standpoint of certifying the drivers. But we also have this worker registration scheme. So now, you know, this thing is the can of worms. I mean, once you start opening it, people, this is like Pandora's box, Vicki.
Yeah, well, it multiplies exponentially. And I'm not sure how many people have started to understand the certification game. Basically, they've decided that every single occupation in the whole country needs to be certified, because they in the World Trade Organization, they included the free movement of people across borders. Now, if you're planning on having an international system, a global one-world government, then all workers are theoretically equal to move into any country in the world and just start working, right? But you can't really have that because there are educational requirements and so forth that you need to have to do certain kinds of jobs, like driving an 18-wheeler.
Well, this part of the certification program, one of the things that I've come across in my research, Vicki, is the interlinkage between the education, the boards of education, and certainly in Missouri and most likely in other states as well, between them and the political parties themselves by bylaw, but also between them and virtually all levels of government. And so there is such a huge profit potential. You know, education is one of the biggest pieces in pie whenever you see the tax chart, folks. It's a huge business. It's always been a business. It's really not about education. It's about all of these various and others. But when we transitioned into this idea of the division of labor, and as I like to say on the broadcast here, the niche builders, people who have a through their specialized knowledge or training, they carve out a little niche for themselves in the great sandstone wall of life. They clamber up into their little niche, wall themselves in with this specialized knowledge, and then they hang out their shingles. So you have some educational system that is lobbying for and demanding that everybody be certified. And you sent me an interesting article about international medical education the other day, which I shared yesterday on the air. But this whole idea of this international certification program in the global marketplace then starts to make a lot more sense.
Yeah, it does. And basically what ends up happening is that you've got to buy your way into an occupation,
yeah,
regardless of whatever it is, you know, even customer service. There's even a certification program for customer service. And what is customer service? It's you greet the customer, you know, you answer the phones, and, you know, here's the way that you answer the phones politely. I mean, it reaches the level of absurdity.
It does, but we're going to go into a break, Vic, and we'll pick that up, hold that thought on the other side. I want to continue that on the other side, but you're exactly right. It's this idea of raising up the janitor from a janitor to, you know, a sanitation engineer, folks, and then making them get a degree program to do it. It's absurdity. We'll be right back on the other side and continue this insanity in our second hour. Stay with
us. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day Books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, September the 1st, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, indeed, my name is William Roberts, and we've got Vicki Davis with us again. We're talking about Real ID Pass Act that's going to morph into the Pass Act, I guess would be the way to say it. Beyond that, we're going back and looking at the real details, the nuts and bolts, which make all of these things so very important to the global agenda. And we just gotten to the point in our discussion, Vicki, we've got about 4 minutes here, where we were talking about the idea of enforcing through education and through corporate licensing, I guess you would say, the idea that people have to all have the same education to do even the most mundane jobs.
Right. Well, and the reason for it really is because of the computer system, the guest worker computer system. You know, in order to, when you put something into a computer and you're going to be able to do searches on it or whatever, you have, the information has to be standardized. And so if you have a guest worker database and you list all occupations in your database, then the requirements for that job have to be standardized in such a way so that a customer service representative in Africa is the same as in India, is the same as in Europe, is the same as in the United States. And so that's the idea behind the certification, and it's for the guest worker program, and the reason for that is because in the trade agreements, they included trade in people, human commodities.
And so this then underlies the importance of uniform international law as well, simply because when you go and sit to an exam to pass your your sanitation engineering degree so that you can go and clean the toilets at Arby's, you would have to be able to understand what the health laws are globally, because you might be a sanitation engineer that got your degree in Zimbabwe, but your first stop maybe would be in Norway, then off to England, and then finally to Canada, and then into the United States. And in all places, the sanitation laws would have to be harmonized, the health laws, so that you would know to not eat your sandwich while you're doing the toilet.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. Okay, well, I'm getting close anyway. So then you've got the SAVE Act and the worker registration, and in that worker registration schemes, this WRS, I always like that when I see these words, schemes, because they're so honest when they use that terminology, have been utilized in the United Kingdom since May the 1st, 2004, as a way to track and permit nationals of the larger economic union, the EU, and those from European Economic Area, the EEA, trade area, countries to live and work in the UK. You write, once these foreign nationals complete 12 months of uninterrupted employment, they are authorized to travel within the UK seeking permanent residence and claim basic benefits. So the plot then starts to thicken as we get into this idea of global visas and this international migration and development agenda.
Right. And what got me started, that caused me to write this shadow government, was because of the SAVE Act.
Okay, hold the SAVE Act. We'll pick it up right after this break. I'm sorry. We do have a break coming around at us, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes as we continue hour number 2. Stay with us.
millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again here on our Tuesday, September the 1st, 2009, 2-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. For those joining us now, our other audiences that were away on the top of the hour break, I am visiting with Vicki Davis once again. And Vicki, as we were just getting cut off there by the break so rudely, but of course we always step aside for the commercials, you were just starting into the SAVE Act. Would you please pick it up there?
Right. The SAVE Act, now that was a couple years ago. It was proposed by a Democrat congressman it was called the Secure America Through Verification and Enforcement Act. And what it was to require employers to use the E-Verify system to verify the fact that people are authorized to work in the United States. And all of the public information about it was that it was to prevent illegals from working. But
Let me jump in and hold that thought right there just briefly. Is the E-Verify put together by the government, or is the E-Verify another one of these corporate schemes?
Well, that's an interesting question, because when I researched E-Verify, it was because a private organization was promoting it as the solution to the illegal immigration problem. But as it turned out, there are front-end web portals for employers to use that are private organizations, but those then connect to the Department of Home Scam Security that was theoretically supposed to have a database that determined whether or not a person was authorized to work in the United States.
Okay.
So in that case, it's kind of reversed, and it depends, I suppose, on the system, you know, the whatever system it is, whether you go directly to the government or whether you go through a private organization that then goes through the government.
Well, when you log into the E-Verify system, is there a fee that an employer or a potential employer would have to pay to E-Verify to complete the examination or the research?
No, there was not supposed to be, but which is why I couldn't figure out what the percentage was for this organization what the benefit was for this organization to have the front-end portal.
You hit it right, the percentage. they rank off the top. That's why they have a portal. It's like having a gate. It's a gatekeeper.
Uh-huh. I have another article that I wrote on that I could dig out, that I have information on, that where I tracked this front-end nonprofit through, you know, their interest in this separate web portal that did the actual verification. I can't remember what the name of it is offhand.
Well, we've got so much on the plate this morning that we'll just go ahead with what we've got, and then maybe we could add that a little bit into our Thursday discussion. But let's continue this. So you say here the Home Office has announced details of the worker registration schemes, again, applicable to the clients from the 8 Central and Eastern European Ascension countries who wish to come to the U.K. To work. And then you continue on and start to break it down from there. Let's do that.
Okay, well, if you think about what was going on over in Europe is trying to create the European Union, which in concept is similar to the United States, but not the same, because the European Union is an association. It's not a government, it is an association. But they are trying to create the same kind of environment over there as the United States, where you have all of the states connected together by our Constitution, and we have a federal government, but it serves essentially the same purpose. And that's what they were trying to do over there, is to basically erase the borders between countries in such a way that they could have a United States kind of organization where people have free movement around the European Union to work, just the same as, you know, I'm living in Idaho, but I could move to Texas to work without, you know, getting permission from anybody, without any problem at all, because we are both citizens of a higher organization called the United States.
Correct.
And that's what Europe was trying to implement with their worker registration scheme, is phase in what would be an international organization over there, the European Union, in such a way that they create the same kind of situation where a worker from France could go to work in Austria.
Well, even the abbreviation is the same, you know. Les Etats Unis is EU, the United States in French. The European Union is EU, European Union. And when you look at the euro, it's an E with this line through it. So that kind of be like the estate dollar, the dollar of the state, you know, as we deal with this all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law. But I don't need to go there, so go ahead. Pick it up.
Okay, well, the way that the worker registration scheme worked, which their worker registration scheme was essentially the same thing as our E-Verify. In order for a worker to be legal, all they had to do was to essentially register And the way that the registration process worked was once you got a job with an employer, the employer performed the registration for you. And after a year of working on that job, you basically became a legal resident of that what used to be a separate country.
Well, listen, the application form here, continuing again from your article, that you would have to fill out, they say should be completed, sent along with a letter from the employer confirming the employment, two passport photographs, one's passport or the national ID card. In other words, you would have to surrender your passport or your national ID card and the payment of £50 in Europe, in England. So then it continues and it says decisions will be made on most applications within 24 hours of payment being received. It doesn't say whether or not it's going to return one's passport and their national ID. You would just then be issued a new card, which would be more of a universal workers registration in England. Is that right?
Yeah, and you always have to keep in mind what is the objective of what they're doing. Their objective is to create a common system over in Europe. So I imagine you would have to surrender your passport because you would no longer be a citizen of the country that you came from. You would become a European citizen.
Exactly. A citizen of the world, a cosmopolitan, another one of these metropolitanites. Folks, we'll be back right after this break. Stay with us.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
And once again, our call-in number from the Austin, Texas area is 512-904-8014, or if you have unlimited long-distance access, you could access us that way. And internationally, around America and around the world, toll-free, it's 866-841-1065. As we're going into the break, we're looking at this E-Verify system and this worker registration scheme, which came into effect in England on the 1st of May of 2004, but that section of the article concludes this way. Once employees from these countries have worked in the UK for at least 12 months, then a registration card and certificate will no longer be required, and employees may be able to apply for a residence permit exercising their EU treaty rights. In other words, they come under this new system, this new governmental system, here in the United States of America, the people working here exercising their North American union rights, the rights, you Americans are going to have no rights anymore. We go away from our pesky constitution, again, this whole idea of uniform laws, model codes, model acts, international uniform law, international law, and all of that stuff. All of this works together to do end runs around constitutions and bring everyone under the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which is completely different.
Yeah, well, and that this these two systems show how sovereignty is, how these information systems are breaking down the sovereignty of nations. And it's not just our nation, it's, you know, basically under the WTO system of free movement of people. It's breaking down the sovereignty of all nations and creating a one world global system. And
facilitating that.
Well, it's creating it. By definition, because participation in them carries with it certain rights that people have under these agreements, and so it creates it.
Well, by having different check boxes and understandings or MOUs or whatever, a system like this could be employed without necessarily doing away with national sovereignty or immigration laws and all of that, because one of the things that you say here when you check this law side out, it says that E-Verify can be used only for the new hires within 3 days of their start date. It's improper to use E-Verify to screen individuals prior to making an offer to screen existing employees. And also, the program checks only employment eligibility. It does not reflect a worker's immigration status, but it certainly could if the IT programmer had the instruction to make sure that it did have that kind of a checkbox. So it's only by really using this kind of a technology to do an end run on national sovereignty that it is implementing it. But it needn't, I don't think. I don't think the technology would have to do that. It's just that this is the way that it's going.
Well, right. And it depends on how much trust do you place in the government to be telling you the truth.
Exactly.
Because if you look at the worker registration program over in Europe and the E-Verify system over here, the only difference is the government's assurance that it's to prevent illegals from working. But how do you define illegal? Is the idea of an illegal meaning that they're not registered, that they don't have the work permit? How do we know that E-Verify doesn't become the means for legalizing illegal?
Right. Well, talked about
it's the registration. It can be. You can either call it a system that does a check on immigration database, or it can become a registration program.
Right. They talk about documented versus undocumented. They talk about people that have irregular citizenship and things like that. So by complying with this various and sundry programs, one could become a documented worker and still get, technically according to the state's immigration and naturalization process, be illegal.
Right, by definition. And the thing is that as citizens, we don't know what that computer system is doing. Only the people at the Department of Home Scam Security know what it's doing.
Right.
And with what I've seen with everything having to do with the government computer systems, the redesign of our government, they are not telling people what the implications are of the redesign of our government, which is the loss of sovereignty.
Exactly.
And so if you understand these, and you know what, I'm not sure that even the members of Congress understood. I would bet anything that there were very few of them, if any, who understood the implications of what they were doing when they agreed to all of this.
Well, I'm pretty confident that we don't have any congressmen listening today, although their aides may be listening. But, you know, if they were listening and if they did visit your site, Vicki, www.channelingreality.com, and access this information, it may be a wake-up call to them. But I think that like any whore, really, any prostitute, their pimp is working them real strong. They're dependent upon the John staying around and coming back again. I don't think that even if they knew what they were doing, that we have the moral caliber. Very few statesmen, I think, are in Washington, D.C. I don't think they have the moral caliber to be able to say, whoa, I don't like this. This doesn't look good for us, and it doesn't look good for me. They have that immunity. They have all of the various and sundry life pensions and health care and security. They're set up, and so they don't have to come back to the community and explain this to the people. And we see in the town hall meetings that when they do come back, sometimes they just go off in their arrogant little bubble of voluntary ignorance and willful oblivion. They don't want to know this stuff.
No, they don't. Well, but the thing is that the system that they are creating today, their families are going to be subjects of in the future. So it really is short-sighted that, you know, that they allow themselves to be bought into this system.
Well, there's a pathological nature, I think, that is one of the requisites when you're interviewing candidates. You know, it's always the parties and the party committees that do the interviewing and the selection, the invitation to candidacy. I think this is probably figures into it at the upper levels of the county committees and at the state committees and the national committee. When you're looking for somebody, as Rabbi Yaakov Spivak once told me on air, I think, or perhaps in a private phone call, you're looking for somebody that has a box of skeletons in their closet, because if they're completely clean, then they're too free and they're hard to control. And if they don't have a box of skeletons in their closet, you want to put some bones in their closet for them.
Yeah. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you saw that video of Dr. Ron Paul and how they tried to set him up in a motel room. I don't know where it was, over Europe or somewhere. Anyway, it was just thoroughly disgusting. And
well, it's amazing. But if a guy's been a gynecologist as long as he has, it'd be pretty hard to tempt him with a woman, I imagine. He's probably quite happily married.
Oh, well, no, they used a guy.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I mean, it was horrible. It was horrible.
Oh, my. But it just shows you the depth of depravity. But again, the old good rabbi was correct. You know, if they don't have a box of skeletons, folks, then somebody's going to do everything they can to find some skeletons, because you've got to have these people on a short leash, a choke chain preferable. There's a certain caliber of people that get up in the higher echelons, and most of them are very immoral and unethical people, and that's just what we're dealing with. We've got to replace them, and we need to do them soon. We'll be back right after the bottom of the hour break for another 30 minutes of Become Vocal Local. Stay with us, won't you?
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Now we have returned once again with our guest, Vicki Davis. And again, callers, if you'd like to call in, you're certainly welcome to do so. The call-in number is 866-841-1065. And Vicki, you've got a Wikipedia article that you've quoted here that shows some rather interesting and revealing information in regards to another aspect of this. When we start crossing state boundaries and national boundaries, we get involved with privacy protection. Maybe we could get into that a little bit.
Yeah, well, the real ID, I believe, essentially would be the registration system, the ID system, to create a North American citizen. Okay, the same way that the worker registration program over in Europe created a European citizen, the Real ID Act, it included adding country code onto the driver's license so that they could create a North American database of drivers. Okay, so, but of course when they create a North American database that has implications in law, there are also privacy concerns because in the United States, your driver's license links to just about everything that you do in terms of your credit, your all kinds of records. And a lot of states used to have your Social Security number as your driver's license number. I think they've pretty much all changed.
The state of Missouri still does. I objected to that when I came into the state. and they gave me an alternate number, but of course they still insisted on having the Social Security number in their database. It's probably a hidden field.
Oh, no question about it, yes. And so that they could access the database either through your Social Security number or through your driver's license number. So as long as it's a unique number, they can access it.
Correct.
But that's what the intent was of the Real ID. And at the time when I figured that out, I wrote another another research paper called The Real Purpose of Real ID. Because it's not only just driver's licenses, they also are had a very sneaky way, I think, of registering children. Because in order to, ultimately, what the ID system becomes is a lifetime cradle-to-grave identifier for an individual. And I'm not sure when they passed that law that you had to register your baby and get a Social Security number, you know, at birth. But that's part of identifying a person, you know, with a unique number for their entire lifetime.
Yes, I have none of that associated with the birth certificate, if you will, that I got. I got the Social Security card in the early 60s. But, you know, you mentioned it. We needn't go into it in greater detail. I think we've got so much still yet on the plate that it'll make plenty of material for Thursday's broadcast as well, listeners. And so we'll be back talking on this again. Give the audience a chance to go to your website, channelingreality.com, and click on the Become Vocal Local link for today's broadcast. And look at these documents for yourself. But the idea of Real ID for children, they're softening up the target, and I don't know whether or not they're actually being deceptive. It looks like it might be the case to me when I first saw it. But here locally in southwest Missouri, the Masonic halls and Masonic lodges are going around to the fairs and things like that. I visited their booth at a county fair not long ago, where they were actually going through this process of photographing, thumbprinting, and creating ID packets for children. And you wouldn't have believed, Vicki, like sheep, like lemmings, the parents standing up there in a long line with their children going through this identification process. You know, I mean, if they weren't doing lip or cheek DNA swabs or anything like that, but it was right there. And I asked him whether or not that information was secure, and he looked me in the eye and he says, oh yeah, they deleted it at the end of each day. So whether he was telling me the truth or not, I don't know, but they claim that they put all of the information that they've collected back into the packet that they hand to the parent, and then the parent and the child walk away secure knowing that they have this, and the parent keeps the information at home.
Right, and think about that. You know, information
is... you gotta put the exclamation point at the end of that one.
Information is valuable. Yeah, right, he deletes it at the end of the day.
Uh-huh. Well, what surprised me in that article, Vicki, was that they get paid. This is a private corporation that's doing this data collection, and so... Here you've got a Masonic lodge, you know, and they're the guy, people that will run just about any kind of a program, but whether they were the Elks or the Moose or any of the other animal clubs or any of the other service organizations, I remember when I was in the JCs, you know, we were looking for things that we could promote or sell that would help to raise money for the club. And so, you know, this could be a fundraiser where they're collecting this information and they just send the disc in and they forget all about what they said to the people. And then they get a check back for their lodge.
Right, right. Well, and if you think about it, you know, what information does the child ID contain? Has their address, has their height, their weight, their, you know, their age, and a picture of them, and a fingerprint
exactly.
On some of them. Now, you know,
why would a parent think that they need an ID for that? All they need is a picture of their kid, and their kid's fingerprints are all over their house. All you got to do is just brush a wall in their room, you know, and you've got fingerprints for your kids. So.
But when I say softening the target, you know, this is really what I think is the deal. It's just like the same thing when I had my dog as a pup. Spayed. She'd never have done that. It really disturbed her physically. But anyway, I went through that process, and at the time, the vet asked me whether I wanted to have the dog chipped. And I didn't kill him, but I had a feeling like I really should just protect my puppy, leap across like a mama dog and go right for the guy's throat, you know. But what would ever enter into the mind of a parent to do this with their children if not that they were just completely ignorant, again, this willful ignorance or willful obliviousness or voluntary ignorance as to the overall scheme? If you would chip your dog and then photograph and retina scan and ID and thumbprint your children, then the next step is the parrot. It's just like the National Animal Identification System. If you do this to your farm animals and do it to your children and do it to your family pets, well, then I guess it would be okay for you, too.
And that's the problem, you know. People don't think about the implications of this. I mean, imagine if they terrorize parents, you know, that there are pedophiles and monsters out there that are going to kidnap your children, you know, but the implication being that you've got to find a way so that you can always find your child no matter what. Well, what's the solution? Get them chipped.
Give them a cell phone with a tracking chip in it. Give them one of these little Blackberries. Give them any of these little Chinese plastic crap tippy-tappies that track you and trace you and archive every call and everything that you say. The whole system, to me, Vicki, it's getting to the point now where Rabbi Spivak, again, I used to listen to his broadcast a lot. He brought up many interesting things. You know, he advanced the idea that we ought to have a license for people before they had any children just to find out whether or not they were qualified to raise children. But that's beyond the pale as far as I'm concerned. We don't need any more government intrusion.
That's a certification program.
Exactly. Another certification program. But at the same time, my goodness, you know, with the education that we've got coming out of the schools and then these young people go out and marry, they're not prepared to deal with the clandestine side of the life that we live, and I can just hope that we reach out to more and more of our audience with this message, that they hear this stuff, and that they stop to think before they enter their children into, you know, look at the abuse, if you will, of the child. They do get these new birth certificates that have all of the identifier numbers associated with it. They do go through these heavy doses of vaccines and things like that. They can lead to autism and other debilitating things. All of this is being done at the very, very moment the child comes along. One of the other hosts talked about circumcision the other evening. These are just these knee-jerk, involuntary reactions to life on the planet Earth, folks. And it's time for us to wake up. We'll be back right after this break. Stay with us for the last segment of today's broadcast.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Prime Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
And we've returned once again for the last and final segment of today's two-hour broadcast, again visiting with Vicki Davis, our very special guest for all of these information technology ideas and concepts as we move into or morph into this pathological technocracy, as I like to say. But Vicki's website, again, folks, is channelingreality.com, www.channelingreality.com. You can go up and visit that page, and each day as we come together, she takes the time to load up and archive there the articles that we're discussing. You can click on the Become Vocal Local link right there and take a look at this information, and we'll have her back again on Thursday to continue this discussion and bring in other new material as we continue to expose, really, basically, this international IT network that makes the GIS, GPS, global governance system possible. Also, I have interviewed on air before Mark Lerner with the Stop Real ID, the Real ID Coalition, I think it is. Stop Real ID, Mark Lerner. I'm going to see if I can't get Mark to come back on air with us, Vicki, maybe on Friday or Monday next or something, what his schedule would allow. There are other people out there, too, folks. Representative Jim Guest working diligently in Missouri to do everything that he can to block this globalist cabal as they try and bring this into Missouri. But I think, and I'm afraid, it's a little bigger than even that when we understand that so many people rail against the illegal alien invasion, and they are like a Missouri mule with blinders on to the greater picture here. You mentioned in your article, Vicki, that H.R. 418, where Ron Paul comes up in front of Congress and makes this speech, and he says here, this bill establishes a massive, centrally coordinated database of highly personal information about American citizens, at a minimum their name, their date of birth, their place of residence, the social security number, and physical and possibly other characteristics. What is even more disturbing is that by mandating that states participate in the driver's license agreement, this bill creates a massive database of sensitive information on American citizens that will be shared with Canada and Mexico. So it continues from there. It just gets deeper. But in the closing minutes, we got about 7 minutes left, Vicki. Let's just take the rest of this anywhere you want to go, and we'll pick it up again on Thursday.
Right. Well, and that H.R. 418, that was the
National
ID legislation. But that the idea for real ID has been set aside, and now they've come up with the Pass ID, which is basically the real ID, but they just tweaked it a little bit. I guess under the Real ID Act, they required the states, the home scam, required the states to collect original source documents in paper form and to keep that paper. But the Pass ID, I guess, changes that, the nature of that. They wouldn't have to do that. But essentially, it's the same thing. So all they did, give it a new name, you know, it didn't fly under this name, Real ID, so now it's the Pass ID. But the real problem with all of this is that they're not being honest with the American people. They are not telling the American people that the illegals are not illegal as long as they claim to be a service provider under the WTO agreement.
Well, let's think briefly on this idea of surrendering the original documents. When I move from where my previous domicile in another state into this state, and I wanted to utilize my 1961 Chevrolet Cariole, which is a fine four-wheel drive vehicle, I had to surrender to this state the title that I had gotten back in the 80s and be reissued another. And I said, well, I definitely want to have the old title back. And at the license office, they said, no problem. That's not a problem. We'll just make a note of that right here in the packet. And I spent months trying to recover that from the state. The state finally just refused. They said flat out, no, that they destroy all of that information. So this idea of surrendering your original birth certificate or your original Social Security card or any of these other documents, you have to remember what we've said about the EU. They have to send in their passport and all of this other stuff. You then become a ward or a citizen. They demonstrate that they actually, I don't own my truck. I don't own my home or anything else. I don't own my truck. They give me back another certificate of title, which simply certifies that a title exists, but I'm not going to have it. You know, it certifies that you have a birth certificate, but you don't. And we're back in. The network timed out on me there. Vicki should be coming up now.
Hello.
And there you are. Yes, the network dropped us out. We had a network timeout, it says here. Anyway, so I think we're still on air. It looks like so. Call in progress. Call in progress. Everybody's called in progress. We're all good. We should be back up on air. So that was what I was saying, basically, Vicki, was that we surrender all of our documentation to these people, and they send us back a substitute.
Yeah, and then they are in control of whatever it is that you surrendered to them. You surrendered sovereignty over whatever it is. You know, and that's the really bad thing about this whole international system is that collectivism always occurs at a higher level than anything that they are collectivizing. When they collectivize at the state level, you know, or at the state level, when the federal government collectivizes, the federal government becomes in charge. When they collectivize nations, it puts the power at the international level, at the entities that have the control at the international level, because it's always, control is always at one level higher
right
than the things that you are collectivizing. And that's the key to the loss of sovereignty.
Well, when we think about it from the standpoint of voluntary compliance, especially here locally, I received a notice once again to renew the registration on my vehicles. Hate those combinations. I don't like those terms. But in there, they say that you need to surrender the old plates. Surrender is a war terminology, war in the context of everything else. Surrender the old plates for recycling. Plus, you need to submit these other documents along with it. So submission and surrender, it just tells you the relationship. When I ask people to think carefully about who they are and whose they are, when you're submitting and you're surrendering to these states, we then come under all of these various and sundry treaties and agreements and memorandums of understanding. We're submitting to the new laws, the new rules, the new regulations. We did not refuse it. We submitted to it. And that can be used against us in a court of law. It can be used against us basically from the standpoint that the state can say, hey, they like this deal. Everybody's signing up. You know, everybody's going out and getting their cash for Clunker's car. Everybody's got their sleeve rolled up for the vaccine. The people like this. They've submitted. They complied.
Yeah. Well, and nobody ever questions why you're doing it. I mean, for example, on the your vehicle registration, once it's registered, why do you have to keep paying every single year?
Exactly. Angela Basham on here, who she's running an initiative campaign, a petition drive in the state of Missouri to eliminate our tax on personal property and private property, our real property, because with the same argument in mind. I paid the taxes that were necessary when I bought the vehicle. This is mine, is it not? And if it is mine, why are you continuing to tax it, as if it was something new every single year?
Exactly. And for what it does is that it makes you a slave, in effect. You don't own anything. You have no control over anything. They can pull that license and impound your car.
That's it. Then we're out of time, folks. We're right up at the end of the broadcast. I do thank you all for listening. We'll be back again on Thursday with Becky. I'll be back again tomorrow with our very special guest, Cheryl Earhart.
One precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.